This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Two major eastbound roads leaving Gillette were closed most of the day yesterday due to winter weather conditions, according to the Wyoming Department of Transportation. Both I-90 and Highway 14 and 16 eastbound are now open, and YDOT advises travelers to exercise caution on all roadways with wet, slick, and slushy conditions, as well as high winds and blowing snow in some places. The woman who pleaded guilty to embezzling from the nonprofit Personal Frontiers organization while she was their executive director has avoided a jail sentence but must pay back all of the money she stole. As reported by the News Record, Donna E. Morgan was sentenced to 4 to 6 years in prison, suspended in favor of 10 years supervised probation and full financial restitution.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The chief deputy clerk of Gillette has announced her candidacy for county clerk in the upcoming election. Kendra Anderson has worked for the county for over 10 years, serving as the county's elections coordinator before becoming chief deputy clerk. The official filing period for the next election starts on May 12th. Former Circuit Court Judge Matthew J. Castano was sworn into his new office in the 6th Judicial District this past Friday, with Governor Mark Gordon, members of the Wyoming Supreme Court, attorneys, friends, and family present. In addition to thanking his family and the other Circuit Court judges, Castano thanked the clerks of Circuit Court for everything they deal with day in and day out, and Arna Montgomery, who served the court for 44 years and has been a valuable guide, counselor, and mentor to him. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.